In this bulletin, Labor announces a trial of 50 urgent care clinics across the country. Former Liberal MP George Christensen joins One Nation. And in cricket, Andrew McDonald announced as the new coach of the Australian men's team. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Labor is continuing to focus on health policy for day three of the federal election campaign as it vies for Liberal-held marginal seats. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has started the day in Melbourne, where he outlined a $135 million trial of 50 urgent care clinics across the country. The clinics will be bulk billed and based in GP surgeries and community health centres nationwide. Mr. Albanese says they will help to reduce wait times for those needing care.
During the pandemic, we do need to have practical measures that strengthen Medicare, that take pressure off emergency departments, and that's what our announcement today will do. 50 urgent care clinics around the country in every state and territory, the cost of $135 million.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is campaigning in the marginal seat of Lindsay in Western Sydney, visiting a factory that manufactures safety equipment. He's hoping to secure another win in the seat, currently held by Liberal Melissa McIntosh on a 5% margin. It comes as the Coalition announces $250 million of funding for two oil refineries in Geelong and Brisbane. The money will help expand the facilities and bring forward plans to produce cleaner fuel with less sulphur content, a major polluter. Australia has some of the worst quality and highest polluting fuel among the OECD, but this policy doesn't implement minimum fuel quality standards. Former Queensland Liberal MP George Christensen has abandoned his plan to retire from federal politics at the election and will instead run as a One Nation candidate in the Senate. Mr. Christensen resigned from the LNP earlier this week, declaring his beliefs did not match the party's stance on vaccine mandates and reaching net zero emissions by 2050. He will be third on One Nation Senate ticket in Queensland. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says she's proud Mr. Christensen's agreed to join her team.
I think that we can actually as a team have a big impact on policy in Queensland. A lot of the issues that we are fighting is about the COVID mandates. People have lost their jobs. We have seen teachers, nurses, doctors, professionals have lost their jobs due to this COVID mandate that's been imposed on people through not only the state governments but also the federal government. People will not forget that.
Ukrainian community organisations are questioning why the federal government won't provide support groups with a list of people arriving into Australia who are escaping the conflict. The Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations has established a database for people to register for support once they arrive, after identifying a gap in the system and a lack of direct government help. Liana Slepetsky from the Association of Ukrainians in Victoria has told SBS News that although the government has been fast with tourist visas, new arrivals are still searching for housing and work. She says the government needs to grant humanitarian visa access for Ukrainians.
They have no access to Centrelink Medicare. They don't have the right to work. And this has created a little bit of a flow-on effect.
To sport, and Andrew McDonald has been announced as the new coach of the Australian men's cricket team, after an impressive interim stint in the position where he guided Australia to a Test Series 1-0 win against Pakistan, McDonald has been officially offered a four-year contract. The former all-rounder, who played four tests in 2009, replaces Justin Langer after the Australian great's messy departure from the coaching role. McDonald joined Australia's coaching team as Langer's senior assistant in 2019 after leading Victoria and the Melbourne Renegades to titles in 2018-19. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 26 degrees, much the same in Adelaide and 28, partly cloudy in Melbourne and 21, similar conditions in Hobart, also 21 degrees, partly cloudy in Canberra and 20, showers in Wollongong, also 20, rain in Sydney and 22 degrees, showers in Newcastle, 22 as well, a few showers in Brisbane and 26, partly cloudy in Cairns and 31, and showers and a possible storm in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.